307, Kevin leaves us high and dry, so it's like a DHT light, like the chocolate syrup that's not quite as good. One way to describe it. We talk about the Masters. What would your champion's dinner be? Drake and I give our opinions on that, talk about Hideki Matsuyama's dinner and how elite that looked, and a bunch of other stuff. Pat McAfee, the spring game. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Walk-ons fans, episode 307 of the podcast. Kevin can't make today. He's on a business trip in San Antonio. And all that means is that he's drinking expensive booze on other people's dime. So congratulations to him. We've said this before, for climbing up the ladder and getting able to schmooze rich guys on business trips. So Kluver, where are we going to take this one together, bud? We're just going to have another DHT. This is going to be DH Dub. Yeah. And we just absolutely cancel this summit.
Bro, I was going to start with that. Because the reaction, and rightfully so. I mean, we knew that this was going to be the reaction. But the feedback that we're getting on yesterday's DHT is off the rails.
Is it off the rails, bro?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. I've never gotten more Patreon direct messages about DHT than I did in the last 2 days. So I think we just debrief that. What happened yesterday, man? I mean,
I was in a whirlwind. I think I blacked out.
Wow. I don't even know where to go with it. Yesterday, Drake and I, it's really our favorite. It truly is our favorite day of the week. There is a level to which we have gotten comfortable on this show, but we also understand that we do answer to people if we care about ultimately keeping ourselves fully open when it comes to the bottom line and advancing the brand. But there is a level of comfortability on the Dickhead Tuesday podcast, and that's what DHT stands for. It also stands for the sponsored flavor that Jenny's Ice Cream will eventually come out with. They just don't know it yet, which is the Dirty Hurry Twist. Yeah, the Dirty Hurry Twist. And if you, I'm pretty sure you don't get that unless you listen to DHT. And yesterday, Bane made an appearance. Little guy jumped right up, said, "Hey, get me on this show." Poor guy's got diarrhea, I heard.
We got him to the vet today. We got him some medicine. His diarrhea is going to get all cleared up. Yeah, he's all taken care of.
Okay. A couple people said that he needs to be present at all future Washed Up Walk-Ons events.
If I'm somewhere, my dog will be there.
So he's security. Bane is secure. Correct.
Yeah. So he will have his service dog vest on and everything. It's going to look like Kevlar. It's going to kind of, yeah, it's
going to be. Is he actually going to be a service dog?
Oh, yeah. He's going to have every certification he can possibly have.
Okay. Dude, having a dog, a German Shepherd in a vest is so sick. That's so sick. Anyway, Bane made an appearance. Fucking. Hope Solo was the topic of a large majority of the podcast. It got to a point where Drake almost got me to pull up the leaked pictures of her from 6 or 7 years ago. I did not do it.
I thought you were going to do it.
I thought about doing it, and it is a platform where it is private. It is a paid for private platform, that content is. So we can say whatever we want. DHT has no sponsors, and only the people who subscribe get to listen to it and watch the video. And that would have been I honestly would have canceled us. I think I would have canceled the show. It would have been too much. Wow.
You would have woke up this morning and been like, what have I done?
Yeah, it's gotten too far. Much of the response was people saying, you should release one episode of DHT to the public so that people know what they're missing. Because
it ain't going to be that one.
There were several people who said, if you do that, don't let it be this one. Because the whole goddamn brand might burn down.
Burn to the ground.
Holy shit. And that was just a highlight. We also talked about a time where Ike and Drake almost blew up our house. A time that Drake got real petty with Kevin's tight ass and smashed one of his avocados. Spoiler alert, it ended up not being his avocado.
Oh, bro.
And a whole bunch of other shit that we talked about. So,
dude, you want to hear something funny?
Yeah, shoot.
In Tennessee, FanDuel is legal. So I downloaded FanDuel, right?
Yeah.
And I was about to place a bet, and it said everything, GPS, everything was cool. I was about to place a $500 free roll parlay for the UFC event tomorrow night.
Sheesh.
Because your first bet is, if you lose, whatever.
Yep.
And then it's like your location isn't verified. And I had to try and go through these steps. Couldn't get my location verified, emptied my account, deleted the app. I had FanDuel for all of 15 minutes.
Damn. It's tough. That's why we rock with DRF, who I think is only available in Iowa and a couple other states. Iowa. Speaking of DRF, oh, we just got the contract back. It's signed. Oh, shit. They got the contract signed. Oh, shit. The boys did it again. They fooled them. DRF Sports, the best place to bet. It really is like when you're talking about a local, right? You've got these other people, MGM and Caesars and all these big people, and they rock you in and they got the nice looking stuff. DRF, man, tell you what, you go to their site, they got some nice educational material for newbies, people who aren't deep in the betting game already, right? They teach you what bets are. No free shout outs, of course. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking about it. But quick free shout out to the CBD people we were working with. And I know that you've been out of the CBD.
Looking for another part of their product, dude. That's good product.
That's good product. And I haven't talked to them in months because we signed the deal right when we were trying to get something done with them. And then they, for whatever reason, didn't get something done with our iHeart people. All of a sudden yesterday in the mail shows up their brand new CBD gummies. Blue Raz.
I need to check my mail?
I don't know. I took one of these little chilies. Okay. Very resembled almost to a T a gummy that I ate allegedly in Arizona last year. And I slept like a goddamn baby. Oh shit. It was night. I mean, I've zonked two nights in a row now. I don't know what other people's tempo at night, if you got to go up to get up to take a piss or what you guys got to do. I'm usually about probably 50% of the nights I got to get up and go to the bathroom if I'm real hydrated. The rest of my nights usually look like I'll wake up three times. And they're all very quick. Last two nights, I closed my eyes. I woke up in the morning and that was it. Nothing. So I think the CBD gummy. So shout out Zoe CBD. No free shout outs, but we'll give them one. ZOCBD.com. Maybe we can get something actually worked out there where we can get some product sent to the Tennessee area for your.
Send me some product.
Yeah, all the guy wants is some product. There was some media availability today or recently. We got a lot of stories coming out from the shout out Chad Lystico, honestly, and not the rest of them, but
dude, why aren't you out there?
Yeah, that's a good question. But man, Seth Wallace was at the podium today, man. Wally,
talk to me. Talk to
Wally.
Me.
Well, first of all.
Did he shit on somebody?
No. But I didn't know this, but all three starting linebackers are dealing with medical issues right now. And none of them are doing spring ball. Seth Benson, Jack Campbell, Justin Jacobs. Not a single one doing spring ball right now.
What you're saying is that we're going to have six pretty well-prepared linebackers.
Correct. That is exactly what. Because you know they're going to be ready by the season. You know, we've been in that spot. We've talked about it. You don't need spring.
When the season comes, you're ready.
They're going to be humming. Okay. We don't fucking got, you know, we got our young guys in there right now. Okay. And Michael, it looks a little sloppy, right? Offense, Patriots, they get one in on them every once in a while. Okay, but I guarantee you, when August rolls around, all right, Jack Campbell, Justin Jacobs, Benz, they're going to be humming. Okay. Those guys know what they're doing. Those guys are veterans. Okay. Holy shit. This only adds to the depth we have on the defensive side of the ball. God, Seth Wallace, dude, just a picture of him makes me happy, man. Let me go to my Twitter, because I made a tweet that one of the you're gonna fucking love this. Oh man.
I just had this like daydream of me walking up and kissing Wallace right on his mouth.
Wow.
Get your pads down. Bro, his face. Tell me he saw that.
Dude, he saw it, bro. Because then he texted me 10 minutes ago and said, he said, "You're the best," with 5 exclamation points. Hope all is well. Dude, I fucking love him.
I love him.
Dude, he hasn't changed a bit, man.
Get your pads down.
He's telling everybody on Twitter right now to get their pads now. They better get their fucking pads down. Low man wins, you know? So
that is the biggest fact.
That's just truth. Let's see if I can find, because they were pumping out content. So the three middle linebackers are out. Non-major injuries, supposedly. KB, the quote from KB, who also talked, was, "I couldn't be more pleased with where we are." Iowa defensive lineman coach Kelvin Bell said of this spring, only Zach Van Valkenburg departed the roster and Logan Jones to offense, but his position group is very deep and versatile, according to KB. We like to hear that because the D-line last year was sort of one of the question marks. Not that the defense was really an issue at all last year, except for in the Big Ten championship game, but that was a fucking shit show. Just an absolute cluster. And I don't think anything really mattered. One of the new guys on the scene who works beside Chad Lysico for the Des Moines Register, I believe, at Skinny Kenny on the old Twitter, Kennington Lloyd Smith III, said, "This is my first time sitting in a full-length Seth Wallace presser, and my biggest takeaway is how he breaks down the game. He has a way of explaining formations, personnel, etc., that makes it really easy to understand."
Facts.
And then someone responded and said, "Listening to the Wash Up Walk-Ons, the players really seem to love the guy." Oh, man.
I tell you what, we get lots of shout-outs from random people on other reporters' shit, huh? I'll bet they got to hate that. Like, hey, can you guys stop blowing these idiots? Like, they have no credibility, or they have no credentials, and if we're just all over all their posts.
They're commenting on a quote that they drove to Iowa City and got about how, well, on this goddamn podcast, they said this, that, and the other thing. And then sounds like it.
And they didn't drive anywhere. They just said it.
Really respect what they said on their microphones from the house. I don't think it upsets them, but I think generally I can't imagine that a couple of the guys, speaking of one of the guys, that Pat Hardy fella, who people like to rope in with the Rob Ho on the bad journalism or whatever they want to call it. He tweeted today, "Fran McCaffrey just confirmed on the radio that Connor McCaffrey will return next season." Connor McCaffrey quote tweeted that and said, "I can confirm that this is not actually confirmed." Crying face. Just cocked him. Just re-cocked.
Tough day to be Pat Hardy.
That's tough, you know? That's tough. And I don't even know the guy, but that's you don't want the guy you're tweeting about, quote, tweeting you and saying you're wrong. That hurts.
Embarrassing.
That hurts a little bit. I mean, there's a whole four. There's a foot and shout out to Chad Lysico. I want to give credit where credit's due here. I don't want to be fucking Hawkeye Heaven and Levi, that guy who everyone claims is the absolute devil and steals everybody's shit. This is Chad Lysico stuff. Okay. Des Moines Register. He did the work. But Chad put up an article, a good, easy to understand 4-minute explanation from Coach Wallace on why Iowa's defense remains consistent year after year. It's a little article. You can go find that. We're going to be deep, man. Phil Parker's talking about X, man.
Is he? Said he's a good player?
Said he, let me see if I can find.
Kids find the football?
Said he has been very impressive. Said he has been very impressive. And because we have the silence feature that I can find, I might just not talk for a second here while I find the tweet. It'll be all good. I Colt, friend of the show, said Phil Parker says that freshman Xavier Wampa has come into his office once a week to watch film with him one-on-one to truly learn things that he has to get better at. Parker praises the former 5-star's approach to the game and how quickly he's blended in with the culture. Hey, man. It is what it is.
Another DB in a long line of Phil Parker's DBs, man. It's just another one.
It's unbelievable.
What did Jocko say? Tell him what Jocko said.
Jocko?
Yeah, reload.
Oh, yeah.
Engage.
Yeah, it's fucking time to re-engage.
No, it's...
Recalibrate, reload,
reengage.
Oh, that video gets you fucking fully tented if there ever was.
Tented.
I've never been more tented than when Doyle showed that video in the room.
I was shivering. I was like,
I had goosebumps and I got cold. I got cold.
Yeah.
My blood and heart rate slowed down to like, oh, I've got to match Jocko's energy here and like get into war mode and like calm myself down. Let's see. Anything else old Phil Parker said today? Not much more. I mean, it's just good to hear that X is doing well. Evidently, him and another one of his peers, TJ Hall, who was a DB recruit, are both impressing massively at practice. And that's not a surprise, right? I mean, he's a 5-star recruit. These are what 5-stars do generally. It is what it is.
I'm glad to hear that he is everything that we wanted him to be, though, coming in and having a great start.
Gotta find a spot for him, though, you know? Because...
Listen, dude, he'll find his way onto the field.
He's going to be on the field. I tweeted the other day, we might as well put the ball in his hands, you know what I'm saying? let's let the young buck make some plays on the offense.
We'll see. We'll see if how he is on defense first. Let's not overload the kid yet.
I don't think the head man would do it. I don't think he'd do it.
He didn't do it with Desmond, and Desmond won the Thorpe.
Yeah. Honestly, I think X could be more dangerous than Desmond would be on offense.
Dude, do you remember Desmond on punt return, bro? And Desmond with the ball in his hand on interceptions. He was disgusting.
Yeah, you're right. He
made so many fucking people look so stupid when he had the ball in his hands.
I'm so glad that we didn't have to run down.
Oh, God, dude.
I mean, we did in practice sometimes, but it was never full speed. So shout out to Desmond for never making
it. He made me look like an idiot.
A dumbass. I've only... Damon Powell made me look like a dumbass one time.
Did you get, yeah, and you look like a dumbass again by calling him Damon. Damon, pal.
Is that what it was?
Bro, I will punch you in your fucking nose.
That was 9 years ago. You understand that?
You've never read Damon on a piece of paper before?
Dude, I'm racist. You know what it is. That's who I am. I'm just racist, and this is a show for the fucking far left, bro. I only knew him as DP, and guess what? That's because that's what he did to me in camp 2013. He double penetrated me on a punt return special teams drill. And put my face in the turf.
So rape and racism is what this podcast is about, huh? That's good.
Yeah. DP. Also, when he caught that touchdown against Minnesota in, was that 2013 or 2014? And ran away from people, those little tunnel screen. Ooh. Talk about turn on the jets and we'll see
you. Afterburners, dude.
We'll see you later.
Yep.
Were you there when he ran his record 10-yard split?
Yes.
Bro, that's something special.
He looked like he was levitating.
Unbelievable. I never seen it. So yeah, all things seem to be going well over in Iowa City. I do believe that I'm going to go to the spring game. So I'm going to put in a little groundwork for the brand, because I feel obligated
to get a media pass and a t-shirt cannon, start shooting our merch.
Can you imagine, dude?
I'm imagining it right now. That's why I said it.
I'm on the field. They're doing fucking indie drill. And I whip out a t-shirt gun and it's got
patreon.com/washedupwalkons.
Yeah, I roll out like a big old banner and it's got our link to Patreon on it. It's got a QR code that takes you right to our Patreon page and straight to our merch. Like, we gave this asshole fucking press. This is the last press pass this dumbass gets.
Clean him out.
Kid's fucking selling his merch. Half the people already got Hawks by a million on anyway. I mean, dude, shit.
And right now, it's Coach Wallace going through my mind as the one who is like, what the fuck is going on?
He's like, I just told this fucking kid I loved him the other day. Holy shit. Kid's fucking shooting t-shirt cannons out the fucking... Holy shit. Selling fucking flags at fucking practice?
This kid think he is selling flags at practice.
Kluber over there signing fucking autographs? What's he doing? He graduated. Cool. He graduated 6 years ago. Holy shit.
Dude, it's tough business, bro. You know how I tried to get my shoulder fixed by Iowa and we're already 3 years too far past even getting shit fixed by them anymore.
Yeah, dude. The liability window. Yeah. You're fucked, dude. Shoulders are bad too, man. If you let that go, it's definitely not getting any better. You know that.
Well, you know what? You're not letting go of my balls. How about you try that? Get off my nuts.
I don't want anything to do with your nuts. Speaking of nuts, have you tried Crumble Cookie? I know we're into Jenny's, but Crumble Cookie? Are you into cookie?
Oh, yeah. So here's the thing is that they're making a Crumble Cookie about 2 miles down the road, down Charlotte Pike from me.
Oh, it's
but chocolate. It's not open yet. So
you're setting up 10 outside when that bitch opens. There's one in Ankeny. Went to visit the fam last night. Stopped by the old Crumble Cookie. We get around there, you know, every once in a while. This week's flavors. Waffle, bro. Waffle. Included with a little butter, dollop of butter frosting on top. And then they included a little to-go maple
syrup.
A to-go maple syrup, bro. It tasted, I heated it up for 30 seconds.
Oh.
It tasted like, you want to talk about that pancake, that maple pancake Jenny's ice cream flavor. Times it by five and this cookie was okay. Well, save that for next week's DHT, but that's the sounds that I wanted to make because those cookies were absurd. The New York cheesecake, that'll be going down tomorrow. Did you catch any of McAfee in WrestleMania this weekend?
He's killing it, man.
Unbelievable. I'm so jealous. I'm fucking so jealous.
So jealous. Dude,
he hit a, I don't even know what the move's called because I'm a fake fan of WWE, but he jumped up onto the top rope and took the guy, stood him up and back slammed him into the middle of the ring.
Yep.
Bro.
Vertical suplex from the top rope.
He double Stone Cold with Stone Cold and got the stunner and sold it like a champ.
like he's, a champ.
He reached the top. He peaked. I don't know how you can.
And didn't he get hit by McMahon?
Yeah, bro. The storyline continues. McMahon came in after he won his match because right now McMahon's like backing the guy who he was up against. So McMahon came out for his match, and then McMahon got all tough, ripped his shirt off. And you know how black, how Pat wears the black tank top, right? That's his thing.
Yeah.
McMahon had on the black tank top underneath and started beating on him. And so there's, you know, it's to be continued. Pretty fucking cool though, man. I'm so jealous. For those that are going to be disappointed on the spring day when I don't bring the t-shirt cannon with the merch in it, you do have an opportunity to tell us what merch. You have one last chance to tell us what merch you want to see in the next drop, which is going to be a late spring, early summer drop here. 100% going to do bucket hats, 100% going to do tank tops, 100% going to do some dry fit material. We've had multiple people request that for the summer months in the hot heat. So those three are coming. It'll have the classic HBAM design, the new HBAM block design, which is, you know, the sexiest. It drips. And if you want certain items, not necessarily designs, I don't know where we're going to go with the designs, but if you want certain items, tell us now, because I'm going to be reaching out maybe tomorrow to get that one rolling. And then we should have a little limited time store here in a couple weeks. I will say this. I do think the fully tented needs to make an appearance.
That would be incredible if we had a fully tented t-shirt.
Yeah. We got to find the right design. It's got to be simple. Obviously, I have a tent on it. Probably say fully tented. That one's going to make an appearance. And that may be in the spring issue. Because summer's...
To be honest, dude, why don't we just do a torso and have the torso with a big hard cock trying to stick out its trousers?
Okay. So I love the enthusiasm out of you, right? But here's the deal. When you're selling, you know, when you're pimping
stuff, just an idea. It's an idea.
I love the idea. I would wear, dude, I would wear a shirt with a big old hard cock and balls on it, right?
Like, I'm wearing a shirt right now with the Joker's mouth on it.
Yes, but a mouth and a schlong.
They're well, it's not a schlong. It's a tent. It's a pair of trousers that has a few pleats in it in weird positions.
I don't know if we can put a half thickie on a t-shirt. Now, using the double entendre of the actual camping tent, then that makes it PG. But people who know...
Can we have a big old boner as the little wires that hold up the tent?
It's like there's a I'm just picturing it. There's a tent. That's all there is. It's a tent, and peeking out of the flap of the tent is just a dick with a face on it. It's just
come on in.
Oh my god, dude, what is this show? It's unbelievable. I think that has to make an appearance in the merch, and then that, you know, if once we land on a good fully tented design, that'll make its way over to the permanent store, since we have the...
Somebody with a little artistic talent, send us some designs, man.
Actually,
neither of us really know what we're doing.
100%. I would like some. If you guys want to get creative and you're feeling the creative juices flowing, no pun intended. let it flow and sketch us out a design and send some stuff in, because we have art people over at AdCraft. Shout out AdCraft. And they can mimic that. Or we can take your design and send it to them and they can pretty it up. But if you want to give us a rough sketch, send those in. Send those in along with your item suggestions.
And your if you're feeling a little like creative block, you know, you can't get those ideas flowing. I know a guy that does a little bit of prostate work and that could potentially, you know, get the ideas flowing.
You're going to have... Okay. All right, cool. Well, colonoscopies for everybody. We love that. Just to be safe, you know, can't be too safe. I wanted to talk about this with Kevin. Fuck Kevin, dude.
I almost just said something ridiculous, but yeah.
I mean, what stopped you before? I mean, really, what stopped you before, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
Did you see Matsuyama's Masters Champions meal?
Dude, and Jordan Spieth was like, can we all take a moment to thank Matsuyama for the meal he just put together?
Dropping the Wagyu, huh? The A5
dropping the sushi rolls. Can you imagine how good the fucking Masters Champion sushi rolls are? Oh,
let's actually bring that up because I want to read that and just do a little food porn ASMR on here.
Don't make me tent now.
I'm trying to get everybody to tent. I mean, it's Masters week, and honestly, there isn't a better tournament than the Masters, right? It's the best golf tournament there is.
It's up for debate, man. Like, it's definitely up for debate, but it's one of the most historic and fun to watch for sure.
Yeah. So I think this, I honestly think this is such a cool fucking tradition that the previous champion gets to set the meal for the champion's dinner. And so this is obviously Hideki Matsuyama won it last year and
sick finish last year too.
Great finish. And his caddy doing the whole, like he fucking saluted the last hole when he put the flag pin in. Like it was unbelievable. So here's his dinner this year. Appetizers were last night, assorted sushi, sashimi, and nigiri, yakitori chicken skewers as well. Can you imagine how good those chicken skewers were? Unbelievable.
Oh my, I'm imagining like a teriyaki type of, oh.
Yeah, yeah, you're just at the appetizer, by the way. Miso glazed black cod. Now, I'm not a fish guy.
You would definitely try blackened cod. It's like a super light, flaky fish.
Well, and it's miso glazed, right? Matsuyama's
miso horny right now.
Miso horny for the miso glaze. So if Matsuyama's breaking out the miso glaze, then Tyler, who would never find his way into a Masters Champions dinner. I mean, I can hardly get into they hardly let me into high chai.
Dude, we can't even get into whirlwind fucking.
Yeah, they won't even let me. Waveland won't even let me eat chicken lips on the outside of their building. Dashi broth on that. Main course, Miyazaki Wagyu, A5 Wagyu.
Do you understand what Miyazaki or Miyazaki A5 is?
I'm assuming it's the best beef on.
So they go, there's American Wagyu, which is expensive. Yeah. There's Australian Wagyu, which is very expensive. Yep. And then there's Japanese Wagyu, which is the utmost expensive. And it's on a scale up to A5, A5 being the most choice cut of the most expensive type of beef on the planet.
So these are the cows that they feed like the fattiest stuff to.
And it has like the roadmap of intramuscular fat that literally just turns into butter.
Butter.
Oh!
They treat these cows like royalty. Oh! They massage their udders and stuff. Like they're just treated like absolute. And then, you know, when it's their time, they decease.
They give them a few Percocet and they just fall asleep.
Well, I don't know if you want to put Percocet in that meat, but sure. And then they turn into fucking A5 Wagyu beef. And they're being served down in Augusta, Georgia. And
so there's this guy on YouTube, shout out Guga Foods.
Guga.
And he has over 3 million subscribers. He's a steak chef.
Wow.
And there is he cooked up an A5 Wagyu ribeye. And he asked what he thought. Oh, and it was dry aged. It was a dry aged A5 Wagyu ribeye. And he asked what the people eating with him thought that it would cost for that cut of meat.
Oh God.
And the guy goes $550. And Guga goes, I'm gonna give you another chance, way higher. The guy goes $1,000. Guga goes, this is a $1,600 cut of meat that doesn't really exist because nobody dry ages A5 because you get like a 30% waste. He's like, but in a restaurant where, for instance, Salt Bay charges $2,500 for one of his big tomahawks.
$2,500
for one of his fat tomahawks.
Are you fucking?
And this A5 Google was like, in a restaurant setting like that, this A5 ribeye would easily go for that.
That's unbelievable.
Dry aged A5 Miyazaki ribeye.
I searched it on Google, and who knows how much steakbuff.com is really worth a shit when it comes to their opinions. It says an A5 Wagyu steaks are produced in Japan and are famous for their tender, buttery taste and insane marbling. They can cost around $250 or higher per pound.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man.
And that's buying it at bulk, yeah. Much less the restaurant price.
Let me drop a quick car payment on this steak.
And also, that's not dry aged.
Right. Motherfucker. And so that's what they were serving to everybody. By the way, I didn't even finish it. A5 Wagyu beef ribeye with mixed mushrooms. So they're doing shrooms over there too. And vegetables. Sancho Daikon Pansu. And I don't speak Japanese, so we're going to look that up.
Dude, have you ever put mushroom gravy on top of your steak, though?
I don't believe so, no.
So I'm going to give the listeners of Wash Up Walk-Ons a Kulik family recipe. Wow. You go to your local butcher, and you get a couple of your fresh-cut either ribeyes or New York strips, depending on what your favorite is. You put KC Masterpiece steak marinade on it, and you marinate it for at least a dozen hours. I'm more of a 24-hour guy. And then – you cook it up, you grill it up, and then you put mushroom gravy on top of it. And it is absolutely divine.
Yeah, that might be what this is, because this is it appears to be that the ponzu with daikon is like a little sauce, a glazed sauce that you put on the steak. So that's absolute orgasm. And then
I mean that he truly deserves a round of applause for that.
Yeah, I think he
might have just beat the master's dinner. He might have just beat everybody.
And then
he said, let's show you how we do it over here.
Right. I think this is in my personal taste, too, because some people might love this shit. And it honestly, I would love it, too, just because of how elite it's going to be prepared and the quality of ingredients. But I think his dessert is probably the least good of the four. Japanese strawberry shortcake. Fluffy
spongy. Dude, you don't like strawberry shortcake?
It's not the first dessert that I would choose off a table.
Well, no, it ain't a Georgia peach cobbler with Jenny's ice cream on top.
Right. Fluffy sponge cake with whipped cream and amau strawberries. So those are probably Japanese strawberries, and they massage the udders of those things too. And I'm sure that shortcake is absolutely divine. Like I guarantee it's fantastic. When I like to eat dessert, go full fat boy, full diabetic, right? Full insulin needle in the gut. I don't like fruit in my dessert a whole lot. Now I've warmed up to it. Jenny's has helped me because they have a brambleberry crisp. That's a fruity flavor that I love in the ice cream. But when we're talking dessert for me, I like chocolate. I like a traditional cheesecake. I like caramel, peanut butter. I'm Oreos. I'm one of those guys. Give me a chocolate sort of one of those. You know, I'm not the strawberry shortcake guy, but I bet it is. I mean, after an A5 Wagyu, sure. Slide me a slice of that shortcake. Fucking Miyazaki Wagyu or black cod, bud. It's a little different than turkey bacon or ham. Would you like the Wagyu or the black cod, bud?
Let's go with both.
Another round of that
now, strawberry. Let's play what does this spread cost per plate?
Oh dear. Well,
so you got to imagine at any like really high-end sushi restaurant, you're paying about $40 a roll.
I was going to say, yeah. I mean,
because we pay 30 in downtown Nashville for the best rolls. Like it's honestly like 20, maybe it's 25, but then you have to pay tax.
Yeah. You got to establish how much you're eating. So you're probably going to have one roll of sushi. What is the difference between sashimi and nigiri?
Well, sashimi is the filleted,
like pieces of fish
on top of a rice bed.
Okay.
And I'm not positive about Nigiri. But those, like, depending on if it, say it's like a really bluefin tuna,
right,
sashimi, you know what I'm saying? Those could go for like $10 a bite, bro.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking the appetizer might run you 75 here. Now, the miso glazed black cod.
Do you remember the seafood tower at Capitol Grill in Tampa with the Wards our freshman year?
Yes, I do.
Or no, that was our junior year because my leg was broke.
Yes, I do. It was a $280 appetizer.
I was going to say about 200 on the dollar.
Okay, maybe it was 180. It was $180 appetizer. And it was like
three stories tall of all the cold lobster, crab, clams. Yep. I mean, anything you could dream of.
I ate the 38-ounce porterhouse that day. 28-ounce porterhouse. Butter, right? Just pure butter. Was at that point the best steak I've ever had. Is now second.
Where is it now?
To Ruth Chris in Indianapolis.
Ruth's Chris is absolutely fantastic.
And their ribeye.
You like their sizzling plate that they send that sumbitch out on?
They have to wear fucking glass blowing gloves to bring it out. And then they tell you to pick up your napkin so that you don't get hit with the spray. And it's sizzling hot. And they set that thing down in butter.
Butter.
And speaking of butter, the butter that they put on top of the side of mashed potatoes that cost $13, also butter.
You didn't get our gratins?
No, bro. I went mashed potato.
Like that. All right. Here you go.
That garlic mash.
Do yourself a favor. Someday you and Lauren are going to find your way to Vegas, right?
Yeah. Maybe next year, actually.
Yeah. Okay. So do yourself a favor. Get a reservation at the Eiffel Tower restaurant. Sit by the window and watch the sun go down behind the mountains and the Aria and the Bellagio. The fountain's going off while you're eating an absolute butter, Capital Grill quality steak with au gratin potatoes that will blow the rest of the hair that you got on your head completely off. And some asparagus that, I mean, they make greens
as good taste as like carbs. Yeah, it's as good as asparagus can be, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Now, if Drake Kulik wins the Masters, right? What's on his Masters club dinner? What's the appetizer?
Well, knowing that I can go sushi rolls for an appetizer.
You can do anything you want. You've got, it looks like you've basically got an appetizer, two main entrees, and a dessert. That's a tough thing. We might have to.
My appetizer is lobster rolls, king crab legs, and sushi rolls.
So it's like it's a little seafood.
It's a seafood appetizer.
Okay.
Seafood spread appetizer. The main course is 100% steak. The best beef.
Yeah.
I may not go Wagyu because it's so tough to eat a high amount.
Yeah, I know.
I might go with, you know, the absolute choicest Angus from the Midwest ribeyes with, man, I think we would probably go loaded baked potato.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
I just looked up Tiger's menus was in the years when he won. I love this shit. 1998 cheeseburgers, chicken sandwiches, french fries, and milkshakes, bro.
My man.
Let's go. I don't know if that was
Oh, yeah. No, listen. That's Tiger saying, hey, I'm going to feed you guys something that's really not good for your performance, and I'm way better of an athlete, and I'm going to use this to my advantage.
So I can win again this year, and I'm choosing. So he's won the Masters 5 times, and I believe these are his 5 meals. So cheeseburgers, chicken sandwiches, french fries, and milkshakes. 2002 was a sushi appetizer, porterhouse steak and chicken. 2003, a repeat of 2002 plus sashimi, salads, crab cakes, asparagus, mashed potatoes, and chocolate truffle cake. See,
now he's starting to speak. Right there, that 2003 menu sounds a lot like mine.
Yep.
Add some king crab legs in there.
2006, stuffed jalapenos and quesadilla appetizers with salsa and guac, green salad, steak and chicken fajitas, Mexican rice, refried beans, apple pie, and ice cream for dessert.
And that year, he said to everybody, good luck hitting the ball straight when your butthole's falling out.
Shit and fire. They're teeing up 2 days later and they're like, God damn, my tummy hurts.
And as soon as they bend over, they re-feel that pepper flying out their cornhole.
Yeah. And then 2020 was Augusta roll, which is tempura shrimp, spicy tuna, avocado, eel sauce, steak and chicken fajita.
Wow.
Grilled vegetables, Mexican rice, sour cream, guac, pico de gallo flour.
Tiger's a big Mexican food guy. Fajitas guy.
Yeah, he likes those fajitas. And a dessert trio of flan, churros, and sopapillas.
Very, very – damn. Tiger's got a thing for the mamacitas.
He likes a little Latin in him, huh?
Hey, dude, he's been down in South Florida for too long, eh?
He's messing around with those Latinas. They feed – you know.
The Cuban women down there.
Cuban sandwiches. That's a whole different
– Puerto Rican women are.
The food's a little different than the old American standard American diet. You got to bring the heat when you're doing the Masters. That's a great topic to just talk about. I mean, everybody loves hearing about food. Now that everybody just listened to us talk about fucking A5 Wagyu, hope you're not hungry, cuz you're dropping money on something tonight for dinner. Good. Who wins the Masters? You think Scheffler finds a way to do it?
I think that them putting him as the fourth best odds means that he's one of the biggest values, just because, you know, when you're hot, you're hot. Like Tiger's had those years where he won everything. Scottie Scheffler's newly the number one player in the world. He's on top of his game. So I'd say with his odds, he's one of the best bets.
I'm a Koepka guy. I like Brooks.
I'm going to say Scheffler, Morikawa, Zalatoris.
I like Colin Morikawa too.
JT and Brooks. I'll put that as my five.
Top five. Scheffler, Morikawa.
And DJ has never played well at the Masters, or else I'd put DJ up there because he's on top of his game right now too.
But you're a DJ guy.
I'm a big DJ guy.
Yeah.
Dude, anybody who marries Paulina Gretzky and has to take a 6-month hiatus because he's banging his 10 wife and blowing too much coke, yeah, I'm going to be a fan of that.
Hey, guys, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to bang my wife for a while.
While my nose just pours snow.
While I itch my nostrils. Yeah, good deal. I don't got anything else tonight. I have a good amount, and I want to talk more about some Spencer Petras quotes, some Riley Moss quotes that we got going on about him turning down NIL money and not going to the grave with it. Some good death quotes going on from Riley Moss in the media.
Riley Moss fires me up, man.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Not quite as much as Monty Potterbaum does.
How about that pick on Insta though, dude?
Incredible.
He's a specimen. Monty Poles.
You know, seeing pictures of him now
makes you jealous.
I mean, it's not even jealous. It makes me feel like inferior. It makes me feel like, man, they fucking don't even care about me anymore, dude. They forgot about me. They got this guy. Dude, I never even existed around there, bro.
Yeah, dude. Dude, you're the A5 Wagyu that's been eaten, right? Your meal's been had.
I don't know. You're giving me a little too much credit giving me A5.
Okay, well, you're the fucking flank steak that got eaten, and they're like, yeah, we got this guy. Monty's the A5 Wagyu who's being primed in the pasture right now. They're rubbing his belly.
Well, listen to me, Kluver. I'd have made that play in the end zone.
Some bitch. He, goddamn. I'll tell you what, I might be more athletic than Monty because I at least caught the fucker before I tripped. You know, that's all I got to say. Monty's got some work to do. That's all I'm saying. And that's good because he's got a year left and I can't wait to watch him. We'll talk more about spring game and me being there and potentially. I mean, maybe I'll sling merch. I don't know. How greasy do I want to get?
Greasy, dude. We're doing this for the kids.
I think I might get greasy. So I'll make sure that, you know, if I see you guys and you guys notice me or recognize me, like
Hey, is this oh, it's the spring game, not Kids Day. I was about to say, how much better would it be than kids buying merch to support the kids on Kids Day?
And then getting it signed by the players.
Woo-wee.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the players signing washed up walk-ons merch and they're like looking around see like the flags these fucking scumbags.
The shirts, and they're like, are they fucking slinging merch up there by the cheese curd stand? Like, what's going on? They're standing out there on
you can yep. get Poncheros, chips, and queso and washed up walk-ons gear. Kinnick rules.
And a Hawks by a million flag. Are you fucking kidding me? This place is awesome. All right. Kevin bailed on us and made this a fucking episode about food, and that's his fault. That's his fault.
That is. We're not liable for anything said when Kevin doesn't show up.
Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed this DHT light.
Dude, are you ever going to get us somebody to talk to besides ourselves?
I'm thinking about it, bro. I'm thinking about it. I'm going to reach out to Jordan Bohannon tonight.
Are you really?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
somebody on fucking Discord said that we should pay him to come on. They said something like, hey, we should eat, I don't even know. I'm never paying anybody to come on the show. Ever. Ever.
I might pay a hooker to come on the show just so that, you know, she's in character, like she's in professional setting. Working. Yeah. She's that on the job, on the clock. She's clocked in.
I don't think Kaylee's gonna like that. But it's for the content. So it is what it is. 307. Glad you guys tuned in. Happy that you guys continue to join us. And a week from now, start looking for your 1 year loyalty item showing up in the mail. Cause I'm going to be sending those out probably Tuesday. So if there's 2 day shipping, then they might get there. That's it. Enjoy the Masters over the weekend.
Enjoy UFC 273. I mean, if you're not literally salivating looking at this card, then you're a beta, and that's that.
There you go. And that's exactly how I feel about it too. Fucking 273, baby. Let's rock. We'll talk to you next time. Peace.